from the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Golden Program. Mickey Golden. Eclipse today. Don't look at it directly without the right eye equipment, or you will put your eyes out.
Yeah.
Mickey Golden Program for MindEd Radio. Let's start with some lottery fun here.
Yeah.
Now, they had that $1.23 billion Powerball jackpot over the weekend.
Haven't heard yet whether there was a winner. They think there might be, and then again, they might think they're not.
Something like that.
No.
A woman in Virginia found herself richer after a simple slip of the finger.
Really? Did she give the man the finger?
Who gave her the finger? Miriam Long, a resident of Christiansburg, Virginia, visited a local CVS to purchase a Mega Millions ticket, only to mistakenly select a Powerball ticket instead. Little did she know that this seemingly harmless mistake would change her life forever.
Nice.
Her inadvertent choice resulted in her matching the first five winning numbers of the Powerball drawing on March 18th. She walked away with $1 million.
Not bad. Nice work.
Congratulations. Missing dog story.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I hope it turns out good.
Is this one of these heartwarming family things?
Mm-hmm. In a heartwarming twist of fate, Mishka, a terrier mix who went missing nearly 9 months ago in California, has been reunited with her owners after being found over 2,000 miles away in Michigan.
What? Really? Dog got from California to Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Discovered by a concerned resident in a Detroit suburb, Mishka was brought to safety and later identified through an implanted microchip that connected her to her owners in San Diego.
No.
The emotional reunion took place after the owners traveled for 10 hours to Michigan, either eager to bring their pet back.
You know, 10 hours it took.
Flight delays.
You know.
A veterinarian who examined Mishka confirmed that the three-year-old pup was in good health, well-fed, and taken care of during her time away. The details of her cross-country adventure remain a mystery.
Yeah. 2,000 miles over a bunch of months. That's crazy.
Mickey Golden Program for MindEd Radio. Got our history lesson and birthdays coming up. Thanks for being here. iNet Radio. Oh, it's history times. Good. Mickey Golden Program from iNet Radio. History lesson for today. Back to 1893.
Let's get way back.
Yeah. 1893, the first recorded college basketball game occurred in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
And not much else has happened there since. Probably.
1895, on this date, the United States Supreme Court declared income tax to be unconstitutional in Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust Company.
Yeah, really? So that got changed, obviously.
Oh, yeah, they changed it. Big time. I think President Biden wants to change it even more big time.
It's very likely.
1904, on this date, Long Acre Square in Midtown Manhattan was renamed Times Square after the New York Times when they moved there.
Yeah.
1974 on this date, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hit his 715th career home run in a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. In doing this, he broke Babe Ruth's record.
Yeah. I think it's all been broken since.
Sammy Sosa, I think.
Yeah.
Or Sosa.
Yeah, Sosa.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, we do.
Let's see, 1986 on this date, in a landslide, actor Clint Eastwood was elected mayor of Carmel, California.
Yeah, I remember that.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah.
1992 on this date, retired tennis great Arthur Ashe announced that he had AIDS, acquired from blood transfusions during one of his two heart surgeries.
Yeah.
In 2001 on this date, a Indiana couple who met through their mutual love of jogging were married in their running shorts after completing a 5K race in which they competed against their pastor and best man.
Wow.
During Wanda John's and Clarence Mellon's wedding, the Reverend Dwayne Smith told the sweaty couple they were starting the marathon of life.
Yeah.
Wanda's racing outfit included a white veil attached to a baseball cap.
Yeah. Well, people like doing different things.
This date in 2007, an iPod saved a soldier's life in Iraq.
Wow.
Now, the MP3 player stopped a bullet from an insurgent's AK-47. Kevin Gerard of the 3rd Infantry Division was on a street patrol in Iraq, and as he rounded the corner of a building, an armed insurgent came from the other side.
No.
The two of them were within just a few feet of each other when they opened fire. The insurgent was killed, and Kevin was hit in the left chest, where his iPod was in his jacket pocket.
Weird.
It slowed the bullet down enough that it did not completely penetrate his body armor.
So I guess iPods are good for more things than just music.
Mm-hmm. And finally, in 2019, a study at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology reported that 600 million birds die each year in the U.S., after flying into buildings.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's sad to hear. Mickey Gordon program for Binet Radio. More stuff coming up. Thanks for being here. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. All right, things to that are being celebrated today. I think that's how you put it. Today is Draw a Picture of a Bird Day, Feng Shui Awareness Day, Empanada Day, Dogfighting Awareness Day,
Michael Vick,
Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day, and Zoo Lovers Day.
Yeah.
And finally, last but not least, today is Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Yeah.
You know how you're low? If you fart and then you blame it on the dog.
No, that's true, man. Hill used to do that. She'd float an air biscuit and say, Buddy did it.
Let's move on from Hillary's flatulence.
Yeah.
Cool. Birthdays for today. We got Taryn Noah Smith from Home Improvement, 40 years old. Must be one of the kids.
Yeah, I can't remember who that one was.
Taylor Kitsch, is 43. Emma Caulfield from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 51. Patricia Arquette, 56.
Yeah.
Robin Wright from The Princess Bride, 58 years old. Dean Norris from Breaking Bad and Under the Dome, 61. Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses, 62. And John Schneider, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Boom. Them Dukes.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Them Dukes.
John Snyder, who actually, I think, Mount Kisco, New York, Westchester County. He's 64 years old today. Congrats to John. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. News you may not have heard about. Listen every day to the Mickey Golden program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Yeah, we got word the Bidens listen.
Yeah.
Hunter listens? Of course he does. And Joe, too. And Dr. Jill. Oh, we want to wish a very warm weekend to the Bidens. Yeah. He could shut you down in a minute. Let's not get political, kids. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Mickey Gordon, along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you very much.
We got the professor, Fatso Puny. Hey, man, that's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, suey, baby, it's good.
And a boy named Sue running the equipment, so.
Yeah.
So you ready for a stormy season?
Yeah, gonna be a bad one.
Climate change. Hold on to your hats, because Colorado State University has just released its initial forecast for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season.
Uh-oh.
And it's predicting a total of 23 named storms.
Yeah. I remember the Weather Channel used to like to, they started naming storms no matter what it was.
Well, it made the excitement more interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, like, you know, George Carlin once said, when the reason they name storms is it makes the killing more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Old number 6 kills 30 as it goes up the coast. It's easier when Latrone goes up the coast and kills people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes the killing personal. Well, they're claiming they're going to be 23 named storms this year. According to the experts at CSU, warm temperatures in key regions of the Atlantic Ocean are setting the stage for a potentially record-breaking season. These warm waters act as fuel for hurricanes, creating the perfect storm conditions. Additionally, the transition from El Niño to La Niña is expected to further enhance the hurricane formation in the coming months.
Get ready.
Tie Grandma down, man. Don't want her floating away. So the forecast suggests that out of 23 named storms, 11 are likely to develop into hurricanes, with 5 potentially reaching major hurricane status.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Paris is known for its exquisite cuisine and bustling cafe culture. They witnessed a unique spectacle this week, as 200 waiters competed in the revived cafe race.
Course des cafes.
That's what I think it says. In a 2-kilometer race through the city streets, these professionals showcased their skills by balancing a tray with a cup of coffee, a glass of water, and a croissant, all while racing against the clock.
Don't trip.
One man and one woman were crowned winners, with each earning tickets to the Olympic opening ceremony.
Wow, nice. Gotta like that.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More stuff coming up.
We'll be right back.
Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Salmon update. Big disaster. And apparently, tens of thousands of threatened Chinook salmon found themselves reintroduced into the Oregon ecosystem, but not in the river they were intended for.
Uh-oh.
Dying to hear how this happened.
You know.
The mishap occurred when a truck carrying around 100,000 fish from Looking Glass Hatchery to the Imnah River in northern Oregon. Don't know if I have that name right, but what happened is the truck crashed along Looking Glass Creek.
Uh-oh.
The crash resulted in the death of a quarter of the salmon.
Oh, man.
And the remaining salmon slid into the creek.
Yeah.
The 53-foot-long tanker truck overturned after failing to negotiate a tight corner, skidding along the pavement and ending up on its roof by the creek's edge. The fish were being transported as part of an initiative to support local Native American tribes and repopulate the threatened salmon population.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it.
No. They're in another river.
Oh. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. And a starting revolution in New York State.
Really?
Officials have finally identified the badly decomposed body of a man who is believed to have gone over Niagara Falls more than three decades ago. The Oswego County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the remains found in 1992 near Lake Ontario belonged to Vincent C. Stack of Buffalo, New York, who vanished in Niagara Falls State Park in December 1990.
That's crazy.
Yeah. After an autopsy revealed that the person died between 6 months and 5 years before the discovery, attempts to identify the remains proved futile at the time.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
However, in a recent breakthrough, a DNA match to Stack's family was discovered, shedding light on the mysterious case that has puzzled authorities for years.
Oh, man.
So... there you have it. I now know who went over the falls.
Come on, man.
But that's going to do it for us today, the not-quite-famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. I want to thank you for listening. Try to deliver a new episode each and every weekday. So far, we're doing okay with it. Not great, but okay. You take care. We'll catch you next time. That's the Mickey Golden program from iNet Radio. With Mickey Golden, Magic Mike Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, and a boy named Sue. I'm studio announcer Ronald Emerson. The Mickey Golden program. Copyright 2024. Internet Work. iNet Radio.